Millions by Frank Cottrell Boyce. We had a big dress rehearsal. We didn't go home after school. We all took sandwiches and waited in class for our turn to see the makeup lady, which turned out to be Trisha's mum. There were dozens of little girls dressed as angels. They had to stand in the corridor and practice Silent Night and Little Donkey until they sounded like real angels. Miss Nugent kept giving them orange squash. I know they weren't really angels, but they made me feel safer. Trisha's mum drew lines on my face with an eyebrow pencil to make me look old, and she made my hair grow grey with flour. And I was ready to go on. I'd already managed to Google up quite a lot about St. Joseph. I think Miss Nugent found it all very useful. For instance, when it was my turn to knock on the inn door, she said, "Remember now, Damien, be tired. St. Joseph has walked a long way, so he's very tired." I said, "Well, he was a carpenter, so he was very fit. And the walk from Nazareth, people did walks like that all the time. It would have been like taking the bus to them. Also, she was going to have a baby, so they weren't exactly planning to sleep. They might have been stressed, but I wouldn't have said tired." You could see she was impressed by the way she said, "Whatever." I went straight on to the Three Kings. When it came off, Trisha's mum said my beard was too tight. "The elastic's making your ears go red. See if you can fix it yourself."